legend lives on from the Chippewa down. Up the big lake they call Get Sugar Man. The lake it is they never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. But the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. Shipping through as a bum to bitch when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big breakers go, it was bigger than most, with the crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms, when they left fully loaded with labor. Later that night when the ship's bell rang, it'd be the north wind they'd been feeling. The wind in the wild made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the ring of it. And every man knew as the captain did, as the witch of November comes stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came it was freezing rain, and the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed ya. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gaped in, he said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the big ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn in minutes to hours? The searchers all say they did a whitefish bait, they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, but they might have capsized, they may have broke even to the water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Siberian seas, in the rims of their ice water mansion. Oh, Michigan steams like a young man's dreams, the islands and bays are the sportsmen. Farther below Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Hall in Detroit, they prayed in a Maritime Sailors Cathedral. The church bell chime till it rang 29 times for each man on the island of Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the tip of Long Bell of the big lake the cold can sugar me. Superior, they say, never gives up your dear friend in the fields of November gone early.
Ryan Ely asks, how do you know that you're on the radio show rather than just delusional and hallucinating that you're answering this question?
That's a really good question.
What?
We could be butterflies dreaming that we're
that we're on
the radio,
radio show.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Is it Thursday? And I'm Jick, and
it's been 2 weeks.
It has been 2 weeks. We did not do a show on Halloween because I was drizzled. Halloween.
So drunk
yeah,
that you
I was so drunk
was
that
Halloween.
I thought it was Halloween. Yeah. See, I get all holidays mixed up with Halloween because Halloween's the only cool holiday.
St. Patrick's Day is okay.
Holiday Road. I get that Lindsey Buckingham song is pretty good too.
What about the Madonna song Holiday?
I don't think there is a Madonna song Holiday.
What about that in a Fred Astaire movie Holiday Inn?
What about the Holiday in Rome or whatever.
There's a Weezer song, Holiday. I don't believe in Madonna. Or Life After Love.
Yeah. Or Cher.
Yeah. We just rolled out
some new content.
We did. It was a lot of fucking work.
You spent a lot of time on it. You spent like all of last week stressing out about it and
yeah. I came in on that Sunday 2 weeks ago to do like a lot of the mechanical underpinnings, a lot of which I just completely fucking rewrote.
Well, but it was important to have that sort of conceptual time.
Sure, no, it definitely was.
Iterative.
Oh. Yeah, so it doesn't look like we rolled out a bunch of new stuff, but trust me, we did. We've now gotten to the point where we were talking about where zones are starting to chain to other zones underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we finally got through all the sort of drudge work of opening up the underwater zones.
And we're no longer putting in filler. Last zone was not filler. Next zone will be. This one is not. The next zone was kind of filler. It's kind of something that we'll use to wrap up the content from the other zones. That was a knowing laugh, the hot stuff that I just shared.
Yeah.
Anybody done anything interesting since the last time we were on the radio?
I did a 14-minute Baron run.
Oh. Is that solo?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so you at level 80, you're able to kill the boss of Stratholm in 14 minutes?
Yeah. Not kill him. I have to stop looking at the timer. Yeah. It was 31:06 left on the clock when I attacked him.
How is that even possible given the...
I stealth through most of it. It takes about 5 minutes to get the first three bosses in the Ziggurats, and then
you can just kill them and leave.
And
Ziggurats,
yeah,
those things will kill you.
Most of the time is spent killing the fatties outside the slaughterhouse.
The traps as a rogue.
You don't have to. There's no traps in that path.
Most of the time is spent killing fatties. Just like summer camp.
Yep. Oh, I see. Yeah.
There was a fat camp next door to my summer camp. It was like a culinary / hockey camp that my parents sent me to as a kid, so spent a lot of time wearing hockey masks, killing fat kids with butcher knives.
Wait, that's what hockey's all about? Is killing people with?
No, it's about wearing hockey masks.
I see.
They teach you how to do it, and then they like they you know it's kind of nice because they encourage you to wear a hockey mask all the time because they're like, look, he's really taking it seriously. But then they also can't tell the difference between you and all of the other kids. It's really a lot of good things about that story. Yeah, so I don't. Apart from your many, no doubt dazzling achievements in the world of Warcraft, without anything else going on since 2 weeks ago when our listeners last got to hear your thoughts and tones revealing the tales of your exciting life.
Not really.
We had a lot of food. We fried some turkeys.
Yeah, that's right.
Have we done a show since? Oh, no.
Since Halloween.
No, that seems like Thanksgiving seems like it was a fucking month ago.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work in the meantime.
Yeah, but you know, and then when I think about it, I think no, because yesterday I cleaned a bunch of shit off my floor that got spilled during Thanksgiving, so I wouldn't have let that sit there for a month. Strangely, I let it sit there for 6 days, though.
You had like 80 pies at your house.
Yeah, there were a lot of fucking pies.
It was really strange.
A lot of them went away. Oh, man. My wife took that spice cake that I think her mom had made and turned it into a bread pudding, which is fucking delicious. I've been eating like 50 pounds of bread pudding a day. Gotta make up for that exercise I'm getting somehow. Oh, man, that stuff is good. I want to go home and just eat another 50 pounds of it. I still need to figure out what to do with the oil from the fryer.
It's still just sitting there. You need to do that soon. Wow. It's going to go rancid and
That'll probably ruin your fryer.
Will it ruin the fryer if the oil goes rancid? Really?
Because it'll sort of make the whole thing smell bad. You can't cook in it. You should really drain that.
I just don't know what to do with it. Like, I guess I was thinking I could drain it into the original oil container.
You could. You could also drain it and strain it and just keep the oil and use it again later. It doesn't do anything to the oil.
Whatever, dude.
Okay.
No, not going to trust that. Plus, let the oil turn rancid in. So you're saying it turns rancid if you leave shit floating in it?
If you leave it open to the air.
It's not. It's got the lid on.
Which has holes in it.
Okay. I'm keeping it in a part of my yard that doesn't have any air in it.
Well, then you're fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Problem solved.
Yeah, I would just drain it back in the original container and throw that container out.
Yeah, because I didn't want to say fill my trash can. I almost said fill my toilet with the oil, but that's not where I get rid of my trash. That's where I get rid of my poop.
But since you eat all your trash, it's kind of the same thing.
That's true. I don't. It seems like a lot would have happened in the month between Thanksgiving and now, but I guess I don't really have any stories to tell. I did a Monday show with Mr. Skullhead. That was some fun.
Cool.
I worked on this fucking underwater crap.
We've got some other secret projects we've spent some time on.
Secret?
Yeah, well, secret to the radio listening audience.
I see. Yeah. So you would think that a great weight would have been lifted from us today upon completion of the most recent content rollout, but no. Now it is once again time to make the donuts. It's always time to make the donuts. That guy's dead, you know. He died of a donut and stress-related heart attack.
Those seem mutually exclusive, though.
Well, not
how
a donut.
How can you have stress if you don't have a donut?
Maybe it was a mustache-related heart attack. Or stress
about making donuts is different than stress about eating
donuts. Or a stress donut-related mustache attack.
Is that like a hemorrhoid donut?
Upper lip slickened hip pointy on the ends.
Yeah. I wonder, man, that would suck if you had a mustache attack.
Have you seen the Tick episode about the mustache?
I've seen parts of it on YouTube. I've seen that song from the beginning. Yeah, because you played it for me when I showed up at your house with a mustache. Thinking about rocking the mustache again, I asked my wife, hey, can I rock the mustache again? And she was like, yes.
Rock,
I'm like,
Kasbah.
You're just saying that because you know that if I get rid of the beard and just go with a mustache, that it will not be very long before I decide to stop having a mustache, and you just want me to get rid of the whole thing. And I don't remember what she replied. But I should show her by keeping a mustache for 40 years.
What you should do is grow a beard, but groom it to look like a mustache. Have a mustache below your bottom lip.
I see.
Can you grow enough hair under your bottom lip?
I don't think so. It's a little patchy.
Yours is a little wider than mine will grow comfortably.
Yeah.
Looks like.
So you could do a little.
Mr. Skullhead is the one of us who can rock the soul patch. I don't think the rest of us can pull it off.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm going to go AFM for a minute because I can't wait till an hour till the break.
Because Riff has to
play. That's right.
All right. Well, there was something that I wanted to, something independent of the questions that I wanted to have a chat with you guys about for a while, just to see. Anyway, but yeah, that'll require Riff. I guess we can answer some questions while Riff is gone.
I wonder if any of the new content has been discovered and or broken and or is filled with bugs.
Oh, I hope so. No, wait, I hope not.
Yeah, I think.
What do I hope?
I'm not sure.
Oh, there's only 42 bugs in the.
I think that was the
in the pile. The that was what it was at before.
Before.
Yeah. We could have fucked up the new content so bad that no one can log on.
Submit bug reports.
Nobody could submit bug reports, yeah.
That's great.
We accidentally put the bug report form at the bottom of the ocean.
Nice.
Yeah. That's where we should start storing bug reports. Like, say, all the bug reports that are just complete nonsense. Like, hey, I went to brush my teeth and my ass fell off. Okay, were you able to duplicate it? No.
I mean, not since I lost my ass. It fell off.
Yeah. what do we got for questions? I had them here. Let's see. Furtawoon says, can you make it possible to see, while checking what tasteful gifts you have in your dwelling, how many free rests you have left from your disco power nap? Yeah, I can see why people would want that, but I can't really think of a non-awkward way to...
Multiple bug reports in recent days being like, why does it take 6 turns to get rid of my 3 turns of beating up?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And it's, you know...
Do you think...
It's just people not understanding.
Do you think it would be that big of a deal if...
Could we... Does rest have a 1 by it?
It does. Well, it doesn't if you have the free...
Oh. Could we put 0 instead of nothing? Maybe?
Well... I don't know. I mean, I feel like that would be weird. Why doesn't everything that doesn't take turns have a 0?
Because it normally has a 1.
Normally has 1 by it. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's one of those things where I feel like it's... I don't know if it's confusing to newbies or not, you know. Does the skill say that it allows you to rest without taking a turn? Because if it does, then I think that there's nothing... This is really a pebcack kind of issue. But,
I don't know.
Let's see. Let's see what Disco Nap says. No, that's Disco Aerobics. Let's see what... Wow, there's... I forgot that every goddamn disco bandit skill starts with the word disco. Yeah, your powerful napping skills will also allow you to rest at your campsite once per day without using up an adventure. So,
and that shows up when you click on it and when you buy it.
Yeah, so you will never go from the state where you see that 1 to a state where you see a 0 without knowing about it.
Potentially.
Right, I mean...
But you could forget, I mean...
Well, you could,
it's,
but
it's,
I mean,
a little confusing.
It seems weird to me, like the idea of buying a skill in an MMO and not immediately, excitedly figuring out how it works, right? Like, by, say, reading its description in the place where you go to buy the skill. Maybe that's just me. You know, I feel like getting a new skill is the single greatest reward in a game that I am playing.
Huh.
Right, like having a new tool to put in your mom's box, my toolbox.
Yeah,
that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, what I could see is this set of times when you want to rest to get HP and MP back relative to the set of times that you want to rest to burn off beaten up. Like, do people think of beaten up as so punitive because they don't really understand the ways in which they could get better value out of their turns than resting? Do they think of beaten up as something that just means you have to rest until it's over? Like, I probably
they might.
Would. I would probably feel that.
I did. I remember at the beginning, but. That I did, I behaved like that, but
so giving them the free rest.
It seems like people seem generally to be reasonably well informed about doing things like doing your cooking and things like that. But I don't know. Maybe that's just
like if you're new to the game and you try to fight after you've been beaten up and you still have zero hit points, it won't let you.
If you have zero hit points, yeah.
But you might not notice the difference between the state of having zero hit points and having beaten up, right?
And having your stats cut in half, yeah.
Well, yeah, because you don't...
Sure.
You don't necessarily make that connection. So but I mean, think, since I'm beaten up, I can't fight.
At what point is it that... Yeah, okay. I guess I can see that. I guess I can see that. Let's say you're too beaten up to go on an adventure right now, yeah. Right? So, it's...
What if... What if you had a debuff that reduced your stats if it printed your stat number in red instead of blue?
Yeah, I thought about that a long time ago, and I don't know why I didn't do it. You know what I tried to do a few minutes ago, because we get just lots and lots and lots of spurious bug reports about this, is I tried to... altered it so that when you have an adjusted familiar weight, it shows it in blue, and then the base weight in black, the way that it does for stats. But I kind of don't like the way that it looks. And I feel like... The 20, parentheses, 10 pound, whatever, you know, it's not, those numbers just floating off to the side after a colon.
Could do 20 plus or minus, how many ever pounds it is, 20 plus 5 pound, or 20 minus.
Does that mean, I feel like 20 plus 5 pounds mean you've got 20 or 25?
Yeah, I would be confused about what that meant, right?
Why?
Because...
Is that you've got 20 and an additional 5, or you've got 20 because of an additional 5?
You've got 20, which is your base plus 5. Yeah, like, I don't think that...
You would know from your effects and whatever. Like, you would know what the... Your pound, your familiar poundage. In your terrarium, it always shows natural poundage.
Right.
So you when you're picking out your familiar, you'd know what its base weight is. You'd see it over in the character pane. It would have that same base weight. And then
wait, does it even show? Does it even show the poundage in the terrarium, or does it just show experience and kills? I think it just shows experience and kills.
No, it shows pounds.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh no, I guess it does. Yeah. Yeah, so, the thing is, I want the character pane to display that information, I just don't like the way that it's displaying it. I don't like the fact that it is labeled afterwards, instead of just being a number floating in what's basically what is obviously just a field, kind of, makes it look awkward. And if it bothers me, it is going to bother hundreds of other people enough for them to bitch about it on the forums,
You could put the 20-pound familiar... plus 5 at the end or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to make it look right. But I feel like that's one of those things that generates enough bug reports that, like, having something there that tells you the base weight of your familiar, because that also makes it a lot clearer that your familiar stops gaining weight at 20, yeah. Right? You know, because you'll just see that the base weight stops going up. but yeah, that might accidentally get pushed out, because I think it's, like, halfway done in the build of Char Pain on dev right now.
I see.
Which kind of sucks. But, let's see. I need to make sure that I actually marked the, thing.
Did you take out the if dev stuff?
That's what I'm checking.
Okay.
Can't say anything about what I'm typing without being all... Well, son of a bitch. I thought I did, but it's still there.
Uh-huh.
Sorry,
there's
kids.
There's two different if devs.
Yeah. I got the other one. Shit. Sorry, kids. Now you can get... Fuck. I feel really bad about that.
Well...
People wasted a lot of time down there. People wasted a little bit of time down there, I guess.
A lot of turns.
Yeah, shit. I fucking changed it in my office. And then
did you not commit?
I might not have hit enter.
That sucks. Oh, you know the problem is... Too is in that place. If you don't, you have to hit enter right there, because if you hit it anywhere else, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry, kids. where were we?
It wouldn't be a real official zone rollout if it went perfectly smooth.
I guess that's true. Linguini Lad says, "Hey, Jick, why can't we get multiple feathers from one gong trip? Balance." Your fun, as always, is being sacrificed on the altar of balance.
Like Lady Justice. Yeah. She's blind. She's got the scales.
If we gave you everything you wanted all the time, we wouldn't be game designers. We'd be, you know...
Servants?
Free candy services.
We have a van.
Yeah. What's somebody that gives you everything you want all the time?
Santa Claus?
Okay, yeah. We wouldn't be game designers. We'd be Santa Claus.
I don't think he gave me everything I wanted all the time. I guess I was not on his good list.
Temporary Man says, if you don't kill the Gargantua Lich with the phylactery, it should reappear as a one-time adventure in the cemetery every D4 days since you last killed it. Is that some joke about liches?
I don't know, actually. It's probably some very clever D&D joke that I'm not getting.
We've never made the 99 problems, but a lich ain't one. Joke.
You know, that actually could be a basement monster that decrements every time you kill one. It's a certain number of problems.
Number of problems you have.
But a lich ain't one. And then the next time it's one less, one fewer.
And then when you get it down to the end, it's a lich.
Yeah.
The thing, I feel like we haven't made a lot of lich puns because it's not a, you know, it's they're actually licks.
Yeah. I refuse to pronounce it that way, though.
Is it really actually lich?
Lick, yeah.
Lich? No, I think the dictionary that I looked at said lich.
Really?
Yeah. I think it is. Its etymology is from like I think German Leiche. So it's.
There's what the moss and the fungus make a lichen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, when I checked, which was fairly recently, I mean, I like Wrath of the Lich King is what everybody says, right? So now millions of people pronounce it lich who did not know the word last year. So I think
true.
That's
yeah.
It's Blizzard has pretty much decided on that aspect of English at this point.
They can make new words, which is cool. I like them having that power.
Yep. Librum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it'd be a word.
Malice.
And the fact that we just appropriate those words.
Yeah.
Cool.
Teal Sack says, why won't the all-purpose cleaner get rid of teleportitis? Isn't it a negative status effect?
It is a neutral effect.
It is a neutral effect. It is a mixed bag in the Spindler.
Indeed.
Because, you know, it is not technically an undesirable effect because there is, say, a quest that you can only solve by having it. So it is...
Spoilers.
It is clearly desirable in that case. We've never done anything else with that.
We should definitely have some place that you can only get to via teleport.
Just a zone that you can only get to via.
That would be worth having, sort of, period.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's possible. Like, anything that you could get to via teleportitis now, you could get to by URL injection, is the thing, so...
Well, but we can fix that, trivially.
Sure, I mean, I guess if I can keep people out of zones based on having effects, yeah. I don't know why the fuck I thought that was going to be hard. Sometimes my mind is just a complete blank. I need a monkey to take notes for me in class. Did you ever hear that?
I'll put that on my list of things to write down.
That was one of my favorite Brack skits.
I don't remember that.
All time. Yeah, I'll have to play it for you. There were a bunch of them that I used to that when I lived with Roy we would play all the time and we just tended to speak in a lot of Brackisms.
I really like Brack. I don't know. Did they stop with all the Space Ghost stuff?
Well, I feel like Cartoon Planet didn't run for very long. Brack was never on Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Cartoon Planet was the big Brack vehicle before he got his own show.
And the Brack show was terrible, though.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. There were a couple episodes that were funny, but generally speaking, it wasn't very good.
There was the Space Ghost shows where there was like an actual plot and stuff was happening. What show was that? Was that Cartoon Planet?
No.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast didn't so much have a plot. Space Ghost Coast to Coast is where they interviewed.
That wasn't just the interview. What was that? There was Space Ghost and like Brack and some other people doing stuff.
Like a serious cartoon?
Because it was
the original Space Ghost cartoons, right? Is where all this stuff came from.
No, but I mean, like this was, like, there's, like, the Sham Brain is the one I'm thinking of, where there's a brain that, like, that has, like, shampoo, and it's Sham Brain, and It's all tingly. But, like, this was some sort of, like, cartoon with a plot. So what, somebody will know what I'm talking about.
I mean,
I thought that was Space Ghost Coast to Coast, but I didn't think it was the interview stuff. I don't know.
I mean, I guess there could be episodes where they moved around and stuff. Cartoon Planet was very much just, like, vignettes with the characters.
Good work.
And with I don't think that Brack was in Space Ghost Coast to Coast at all.
So what was Cartoon Planet then?
Cartoon Planet was just a 15-minute... Like, Cartoon Planet was really kind of the genesis of the whole Adult Swim concept, right?
But,
like,
so there was Brack and Space Ghost
and Zorak. Yeah, but they were hardly...
It's probably one of those that...
Maybe. They didn't have consistent plots.
Yeah, it was just like little monologues or songs.
Every once in a while they would do the same thing, you know, 10 times or whatever, but for the most part it was really just these random 1 or 2 minute segments
that were
fucking great. But first, here's Brack to tell us what ratings are. They did a show, they did like a marathon of this one section over and over and over, and it was like, God, that was the greatest day of my life. The girl that I was dating at the time just hated it. She would get so mad when I would turn it on, because she would just sit there just mystified, just didn't think it was funny at all. Because I used to date girls that were lame. That was my criterion for dating girls. Hey, are you lame? She'd be like, yeah, and I'd be like, sweet, let's have sex for a couple of years. Then I stopped doing that before I met my wife. See? I don't want to say anything that will offend my wife or hurt her feelings.
Ever?
Yeah. All right, so Riff's concentrating on World of Warcraft.
I'm not concentrating on anything.
This is a good show that I have to carry here.
I've said more already in this show than I do in most.
That is the truth. So here's something that I wanted to talk to you guys about that is not necessarily in the questions, although it might be in the questions. Quest items. People have been complaining.
Yeah, I agree with them.
So do I. Well, I just don't know what to do with it. The complaint is that we are making a lot of things quest items that don't have anything to do with quests, right? We're making them quest items because we want them to be untradeable
and to go away when they ascend.
Uncloseted-able and to go away when they ascend. The something that people don't necessarily realize is one of the primary reasons that I mark things quest items is to make it so you can't put them in the closet. Because then basically if you don't have it in your inventory and you don't have it equipped, the game knows that you don't have one, and it only has to check those two places.
Yeah. I mark things quest items because, well, because they're used in quests or for some other related reason. I don't want you to have one before you start the quest.
Right.
We've got items now like the sticker sword.
Right.
Which is not a quest item. There's no quest involved. So we just need to come up with a nomenclature for it, duplicate the code, get a new name. And I think that will solve a lot of the problems. It'll just go in the MISC section if it's not, because it won't.
It'll go wherever it goes, basically. Yeah. Yeah. But that's here. I guess what I wanted to kind of chat with you guys about is what do we call that? What do we call that? That is not going to. People talk about how it's going to confuse newbies when random stuff disappears when they ascend, to which I would counter, there is no such thing as a newbie who just ascended. Right? Like, I feel like by the time you've ascended, you've been introduced to so much complexity
is, in the FAQ, where it says you lose all your quest items, we say you lose all your quest and temporary items or whatever.
See, I feel like if we put temporary...
Temporary is not a good... That was a terrible example of a word that we could
use. But what is a non-terrible example of a word that you could use?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, right now, there's quest item, there's, you know, we say important item.
So what's the difference between this new thing and a quest item?
It's not called a quest item, so people don't get their panties in a twist about it.
That's it?
Yes. Basically,
it is not called a quest item even though it has nothing to do with any quest anywhere, which I can understand why that bothers people.
Okay.
I really can. I mean, it this isn't one of those things where I'm like, shut up, asshole. You know, it's one of those things where I'm like, oh, yeah, I agree with you, so you're not an asshole. I just don't have a good sense of how to describe something that goes away when you ascend without hitting new players in the face with the concept of ascension. Part of the deal is when is the first time you're gonna see one of these? Like, what items are quest items that don't really have anything to do with the quest? What is the first thing that you're likely to encounter that has the quest item designation?
I can't immediately think of any.
For some reason. Yeah, I mean, there's the sticker sword, there's the
You just made something else that had it, too.
Did I?
We just, with the, beets. The plums. Not the beets.
Oh.
Sugar plums.
Right, yeah. Because those have to go away when you ascend, right?
Like, there are probably a handful of other things that we would say, oh yeah, that's not really a quest item.
Sure. Well, I mean, let's look in the... Whoa.
Huh. Are we not broadcasting?
Well, we are. I suddenly it makes me nervous when I look over to my laptop and I see it saying, hey, I just connected to a wireless network for you. I'm like, great. We gotta run some fucking cables in this office.
That is not gonna solve the problem.
Sure it is.
No, I mean, it's not that we're...
It's going to solve some problems.
Running this cable solved all my problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to solve the problems we have as a result of the router being for shit. Right? Granted, it's not going to solve the problems with the cable service being for shit.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. Like, Sly, when I came into the office 2 days ago or whatever, there was just no internet in the office at all for a good half hour.
Well, me getting on the phone to call them... And dealing with their frustrating menu system to the point where I was actually on hold waiting for somebody, then the internet started working again. I discovered as I absentmindedly started looking at FARC while I was on hold. I'm like, oh, wait. I forgot I can't look at FARC when there's no internet. Also started reading FARC again. The fuck is the matter with me? Huh. I'm told that we've broadcasted fine with no interruption, so that's great. So let me get a little dump of let me take a dump of which items are quest items. Let's see. Quest equals one. Okay, Dolphin King's map. Does it make sense for the Dolphin King's map to be a quest item?
Well, it's inherently a quest item. It's a quest item the same way the things in World of Warcraft, yeah, that say this item starts a quest.
Are this item begins a quest items quest items?
I don't have one handy to say, but I would assume they are.
So the way that World of Warcraft designates items that are not tradable is either by calling them quest items, which just means that they're not tradable, or marking them soulbound.
Yeah.
I was thinking soulbound as yet another...
Right, just saying this item is bound to you.
But that doesn't explain why it goes away on ascension.
Well, you get a new soul.
Yeah, I don't want to just call it soul bound. It makes sense, right? But like,
yeah, I don't. The nomenclature here is really tricky.
I mean, we don't want to do something that indicates to people that this is like a soul bound item in World of Warcraft, right? Because the thing that we have that is like a soul bound item in World of Warcraft or any other MMO is it cannot be traded. Right? And I feel like cannot be traded, cannot be discarded, those are very simple things. Cannot be placed in your closet or reincarnated with. Right? Like that. I mean,
we can
people,
just call it special.
It irks people that they can't put quest items in the closet anyway, but I just don't care. It makes things so much easier to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, pulling quest items out of the closet caused so many goofy bugs to just stop happening without us having to go and fix 100 different goofy bugs. Certificate of participation. That one's goofy, because if you get it and ascend before you put it in your... before you put it in your house, you can never get one again.
Dope.
Yeah. But I'm operating under the assumption that nobody is going to. Ever. Well, let's see. The other stuff, like the meat car, the dinghy plans, the whole thing with the boss bat just doesn't make any sense. The fact that he dropped a bandana and then you can't wear it as a hat, but if you take it in, they'll make a belt out of it. Like, I'm not sure what I was thinking.
I don't know. It's funny.
Yeah, this so the Shambrain
could make it a hat.
Skit that I'm thinking of was like some sort of commercial in Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I see.
Or something. It was a full blown skit, and it had Brack in it. I think.
Okay. I mean, Brack may have appeared on Space Ghost Coast to Coast, but he definitely was not like. Brack was kind of what Cartoon Planet became about after a certain amount of time.
Zorak is definitely in it.
Yeah, Zorak was like the sort of Paul Schaefer on Coast to Coast.
Then maybe Brack was not in that one. No, maybe he wasn't. This is a script and he's not in it.
So the keys totally make sense. Those maybe merit their own inventory section.
Keys not being quest items?
Yeah, well, they are quest items. I mean, I feel like almost every key is a quest item.
Yeah, right? They are a quest item.
I mean, what do you call it? The keys from that you dredge up from the bottom of the ocean from last year's
curse keys.
Ocean, yeah, the curse keys. Those are not quest items because they're tradable and stuff. But the keys that you get and the things that unlock zones, I feel like those are quest items. That totally makes sense.
Is the meat car a quest item?
The meat car is a quest item. So it basically seems to be the case that in the early days of the game, you know, something like, say, the Frobos Real Estate Company Instant House. That is a quest item. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense for it to be, right? It's a reward, but it never would have occurred to anyone to complain about that. So there's clearly something about it conceptually that makes it okay for it to be a quest.
It's a quest reward, kind of.
Right.
But it isn't really, because there's no
quest.
I bet
someone complained that they couldn't pull it in a softcore run and have it early. Because it was a quest item.
Yeah, okay. What else? The scroll, the ultimate scrolls that you can make. I mean, see, that this is another thing. There are some things that historically we have turned into quest items so that you would not be able to pull them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I mean, this item is...
Epic items?
This item is stuck to you.
Cursed.
Yeah. That's
blessed.
It's not really, you know, looking through here.
Unascend and have a bull.
Like the pregnant, flaming, frozen, and stinky mushrooms are quest items, and why?
Aren't they?
Okay, so here's where it really starts. The wand of polymorph.
Yeah.
Right. That is a quest item, not because it is related to a quest, but because we don't want people to be able to pull it.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. And really, after that, I guess it's kind of like... So then there's the redo of the tutorial that happened right after that, and then all that we added the vampire blood quest, and that we were on a roll here with doing little quests. We did the vampire blood stuff. We did the Spanish fly stuff. We did the Doc Galactics quest. And then I was like, hey, you know what? I want to shift gears and only do giant, massive, sprawling fucking projects. So then Spooky Raven came after that. And then right after that is the MacGuffin Diary. So really, there was a trend in sprawling epic-ass quests. Or epic-ass quests. So, hey, player base. Got any ideas on what we call items that are behaviorally identical to quest items, but will not be in the quest item section? I mean, that's the thing. It's not a great reason to change anything.
I also agree with it.
I mean,
I feel like we would use it maybe a little more liberally, because like we have a hesitance to do it now, because it's like I don't want to make it a quest item,
right?
You know, but
I mean, items like that allow us to do a lot fancier stuff than we would otherwise be able to do, right? You know, what I would kind of like to be able to designate items as unique, right? I would kind of like to be able to have items that you could only ever have one of, because that would allow us to do a kind of similar thing. You know, as it stands right now, a lot of the reason that I will use quest items is to make it so you can only get one of something because you can only get one of them in an ascension, and making it a quest item makes sure that you won't carry one into the next ascension.
I mean, that's how the sticker sword works. The reason we were able to do the sticker sword is because of the quest item mechanics.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, and not being able to put it in the closet, not being able to put it in your display case, that kind of thing, just makes it actually plausible to deal with as an item.
We could do it Q-W-E-S-T, quest items.
Right.
And then before you ascend...
A-W-E-S-T.
They come and reclaim them.
Because of unpaid phone bills.
Yeah.
They repossess them.
Like, and they're like, but I haven't gotten any phone bills. And you're like, not our problem.
Fucking quest.
Yeah. I believe Zly is still fighting some 5 or 6 year old quest.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That they said she had paid. They told her on the phone that she had paid, and then never actually sent her a bill for it. And then, like, she's getting calls from a collection agency about this unpaid bill. That, yeah, I don't know. I don't understand.
There's a lot of stuff in the Nemesis content that's marked as quest items because we don't want it to be tradable.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's
and because we want to guarantee that only a character who is of that particular class has one.
Right. You know, we could... It happens infrequently enough that we could put... We could designate it as something and then put a little documentation question mark next to the designator where we explain it in more detail. In the...
Then we could just make up a word.
Yeah. Yeah. It's frumptious. This is a frumptious item.
Schneverflav.
So, like, EverQuest had a lot of properties that you could see on the ends of items, and they were just, like, a... The more that I learn about MUDs, the more I understand that EverQuest was just a graphical skin on a MUD.
Huh.
Like,
yeah.
The actual same code.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Like, I'm pretty sure... that it's kind of just established that EverQuest began using the Daiku MUD code base.
Wow, really?
Yeah. There were designations. I played this MUD for about 5 minutes the other day because one of the blogs I read, the guy was talking about some shit going on. It was a MUD that's based in Forgotten Realms.
Oh, neat.
Right. So I was like, I read that book. I'll go make a guy named Drizzt just to piss everybody off. No, I didn't do that. I let the name generator come up with a name for me. And I don't remember what it was. I couldn't figure out what the fuck I was supposed to do. There was a guy that said he was going to train me with weapons, so I was like, oh, okay. So I'll, like, fight him.
People,
and I
had
to fight him, and he killed me in one hit.
People
and
are getting blank pages trying to go to Snarfblatt 191.
Trying to go to Snarfblatt 191?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, because the zone's probably not public.
I didn't realize zones had to be public.
Yeah, they do. Son of a bitch. Hot stuff, we suck at rolling out content.
Well, I didn't realize that was...
No, we don't.
I yelled at you about every other thing that could be made public, and I didn't even realize that was on the list of things to be made public.
Yeah. Oh, well, shit. And Werebear had told me about it ahead of time. He was sending me PMs furiously saying, I have to go walk my dog, but I want you to know about this before.
Oh.
I know. Werebear's such a sweetheart. yeah, again, sorry, kids. It's only an hour late.
This time it didn't take any of their adventures and stuff. Though.
You know, the problem, the reason that this one is so half-assed is because I was scrambling around to do it. Well, first of all, we had fucking one last thing to do in the first 10 minutes of rollover for the content to be done. So I was doing that and having to wait 2 or 3 minutes at a time for a rollover to release its death grip on various tables, and then when I actually finally got some breathing room to roll the stuff out, it was just exactly time for the radio show to start. So we just stopped doing radio shows. They just interfere with everything else we try to do, man. No, we shouldn't. We should keep doing radio. In fact, do you want to do twice as many radio shows?
What do you mean?
Just 8 hours a week on the radio.
You would have to do 8 hours a week.
We could do it. No. No. You. It would just be like the Hot Stuff show for the other 4 hours.
No.
You could just talk about, like, riding your bike and...
If I had a radio show, it would be mostly music.
Yeah.
I have a lot of good music to share with the world.
Yeah.
The world...
So yeah, I'm open to suggestions on what we would call an item like that. It's just such a conceptually weird thing. You know, you can't put it in your closet, you can't put it in your display case, you can't... Oh, what I was saying, though, about EverQuest was there will be just, like, all these properties that are these single words in all caps tacked onto the end of an item description, right? No drop is one of them. I think EverQuest had... lore items, which were items that you couldn't get rid of or trade or do anything.
Lore's closer.
Yeah.
We could call them Schoberg.
Histrionic.
You call them Schoberg?
Schoberg. Schoberg? I don't know how you pronounce that name.
Schadenfreude items.
Oh, Schoberg. I get it. When you said lore items, you said Schoberg items.
Yes.
I
said it quietly to try and kind of sneak it in there.
So it would kind of be like not saying it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the,
so it'd be less offensive.
That was a wise move.
Isn't it Schoberg? Schoberg?
Schoberg, yeah.
S-J is pronounced S-H.
I don't know. B-J is pronounced Bia, so.
Bjorn.
Yeah.
Schoberg.
Yeah, okay. You're right. It's not Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Bjorn. Yeah, I don't know. Ask him at Comic-Con next year.
Okay, fine.
Because I'm sure he never gets asked that. Hey, how do you pronounce your name? You look much fatter in person. Sorry, Lore.
He's such a good guy.
He really is.
I know. I feel like he's so nice. He's so nice, and I like him a lot.
His voice is so recognizable. It's just like, you hear it and you're like, that's so cool.
Now I feel bad.
You should.
You know, it's these repressed memories of summer camp, you know? I can't turn it off. Like, I see a fat kid, I just want to stab him. I was stealing my cake. Because they love it like a fat kid loves cake. That was the thing at that camp, man. We had all these cakes. That's why we had the butcher knives, right? Because we were always having to cut cakes with the butcher knives. But then the kids from the fat camp would steal our cake, and we'd be like, God damn it, I have a butcher knife, a hockey mask, and a burning desire for revenge. What do you expect me to do, counselor? They turned a blind eye. They were off having teenage sex in the cabins. That was all they ever did.
I like how it's teenage sex.
Yeah, well... As distinct from wholesome, God-approved marital
adult sex.
Yeah. It's not okay. It's not okay to have sex if you're not married.
I wonder if there's a teenage swim show that we could make. Versus Adult Swim.
Oh, yeah.
Adult sex.
I don't know. Do a Google search for teenage swim and see what you find.
I'm guessing with Safe Search on, nothing.
It's probably true. Pasta and Gum says, why are turtle pheromones not a mostly potion? Oversight or some deeper and more valid reason? Oversight, I think. Because all they do is give you an effect, right?
I don't remember how that works.
It's been... I've been...
We had such grand plans for turtles.
We did.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Well, you just hated every other turtle idea.
That's true. I did hate them all.
There's a spindled turtle that... You were like, this is so terrible, we're just not even putting it in the game.
Which one was it?
The Ghostly Turtle.
It wasn't that bad, was it? I kind of liked it, I thought.
I think you hated it.
Did I? I don't remember hating that one, I just don't remember...
The joke on the thing it crafted into was kind of awful, but...
Oh. Oh, God, yeah. No, okay, that I fucking hated. Oh, God. Although, I don't know why I liked bottle cap bubble wrap turtle then. I was okay with that. See, this is the kind
of stupid-ass
ideas we were forced to come up with. Trying to figure out, okay, what's funny as both a turtle and something that you can wear? And turns out, nearly goddamn nothing is the answer to that question. Yeah.
Did we ever do a turtle cod piece?
We did the furry, the He-Man breeches out of a turtle, out of a furry turtle.
I think we can't explicitly have a turtle cod piece because something I wrote recently refers to the fact that you've never made a turtle cod piece.
Well, fine.
Yeah, that tears it then.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Unless we made it out of coffee and apples.
It is like overwhelming to see all the writing in the Nemesis Quest thread. I'm like, Jesus.
Overwhelming to you.
Well, see, he was reading it all in one day. You've had 2 years. Sorry. Hi, I'm Mr. Crack.
Did you like erase my suggestions for names on stuff, or did I just never actually...
Not that I recall.
Okay. Then I must have just...
You never made any suggestions. So why did I have the fishbowl? Why did I have the fishbowl? There was an episode of The Simpsons where Milhouse was talking to Bart about bad things that he had done to him in the past, and he's like, and remember when my goldfish died, and you tried to convince me that I never had a goldfish? Why did I have a bowl, Bart? Why did I have a bowl? You didn't actually. Are you sure? Are you sure you?
I could have sworn
down suggestions for names.
I did.
Are you sure it wasn't nothing?
I could have sworn I submitted it and then edited it to make it
blank. Is that what happened?
No.
Names for what?
For the new final set of six items that weapons. You have mostly question marks for.
Oh, maybe
we should make them all quest items.
Maybe you posted that.
You had put one suggestion in there, which I think is still there, and
yeah.
Then I put two or three more in.
Maybe I recently edited it to change, because it wasn't X plus Y equals huh anymore, it was X becomes huh.
Yeah.
And maybe I was editing that at the same time you were suggesting.
That's possible.
We should kind of have a practice of only editing our own posts when it's...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if there's something that I know you're not currently in the process of editing and it's like a list of things that I need to do, I will edit them to like mark them out as I do them or whatever, but I don't tend to...
I'll edit something, like when you make a list of things to do, sometimes I'll say, oh, you need to do this, or this thing is different or changed or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I guess now we have a much better idea of when other people are working on stuff in the wiki now, so, you know, but I still, in general, I think that's kind of bad practice to have a thing where we are editing something that somebody else is also editing. It's not a wiki because it doesn't have any kind of change control.
History thing.
Yeah. Which, I don't really want it to.
You know what you know, when you have two wikis?
Oh, you're making a joke about the Kiwis.
I am.
Yeah, that's one of those aggravating things because it's a joke that looks like a typo.
Yeah.
Like the blue you got tangled up in that one time.
That's,
you know?
That's
it's
funny.
It's funny, but it's funnier than the Kiwis thing.
Yeah.
There's some poet whose last name is Kiwis.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that's what they were talking about in that thread because I looked it up and I'm like, oh, okay, it's some poet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see. Who made that joke in the first place?
Dude, I don't know. Probably Scully. He's the one that...
Or it could have been me. Like, it's possible that I was like, oh yeah, that'll be funny, and then...
And then a couple years later, you realize you're stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that. I mean, you know, I would probably get rid of it just on the grounds of it not being funny enough to be a wacky plural, you know, because I'm kind of tired of that shit. Like, I feel like that's just... It's way overdone. It is way overdone. It is not funny if it happens all the time.
The problem is that you put the space in the item spindler for content there, right? So if somebody's making something and they have even a vague idea of something that's kind of funny, they're going to fill it with something, right?
Yeah.
And if you had to click
a link to pop it up.
Yeah, if it's functional, pants.
Although I feel like...
Pairs of pants as opposed to...
Yeah, I mean, Scully's definitely off that tip. You know, now. He doesn't think it's that funny anymore either. I remember one time, back when there were not quite as many items, I decided that I was going to go through and make sure that every item in the game actually had a singular name. And that turned out to be a terrible idea, because everything would have had to become pair of whatever pants.
Hmm.
And there was just all kinds of stuff that I didn't actually want to deal with. So that's, I think that's when the beans became Hill of Beans. Then I might have changed that back. What happens when you get beans now? Do you get a hill of beans? Or do you get...
I think you might get a hill of beans.
Do you get hella beans? Man, that guy had hella beans. Should we,
answer some questions?
We have been answering questions. No. No, we haven't.
Maybe unasked ones.
Apocalypse Throb wrote, Yuletide Troll is a pretty good familiar, but sucks we have no control over the carols. Can each carol get its own page that is selected randomly when a carol drops? No. I don't know why I did it that way. I think I did it that way specifically to make it useless for people who were playing seriously. I just wanted it to be something nifty, you know? Something hearty.
I haven't read the past couple days what people think about the cornucopia fruit fairy thing.
Hmm.
So I don't know if people are still thinking it's cool or not.
Wad M. Kebab.
Wade McBob 75.
Wade McBob 75. Wow.
It's just the caps that are throwing you off.
Capitalization fucked me all up on there, yeah. And plus, the screen is all dark, because I'm trying to conserve...
You can't read it, because it's not as beautiful as reading it on an iPhone.
Yeah.
See, next... One of these weeks, we're going to start broadcasting from the iPhone, and then you're going to be like, dude.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. Why are gift packages so expensive? I just don't see the point of making the larger packages more expensive. It just encourages people to send lots of small packages. Well...
You're not thinking like a heart.
Yeah, you're kind of missing the point. Of course, you know who else is not thinking like a heart? Hearts. As it turns out.
What?
Yeah. The I kind of think of the gift shop as a failed content vector.
People send gifts all the time.
But... Yeah, whatever.
I feel, but they send, I don't know, how often are they sending a gift because they want to send someone a gift as opposed to sending a gift because that's the only way they can send something to that person?
Well, it serves both purposes. Right?
It serves both purposes. Yeah, no, it does. I mean, the mechanism needs to be there, right?
Yeah.
The gift package thing, because it's a way to give somebody an item that
they can
hold on to until they're out of Ronin or hardcore, which is necessary. I really wish there was less of it. You know, I don't like the fact that there are, say, 10,000 unopened gift packages sitting around for no reason.
Is it that few?
I think so. It might have been 100,000 actually.
Yeah, I thought there were. That's right, we nuked them all at one point. There were millions.
Yeah, there were millions because people collecting bags. Brown, like, brown, what the hell is it called? Plain brown wrappers. Yeah, no wonder I couldn't summon up the phrase. Plain brown wrappers with one meat in them. God damn it. Furtawoon says, you should give the Continuum Transfunctioner a mist requirement and a power based on the tooltip about its power and mystery. That's funny. And each one could be higher than the other.
Yeah. It would be kind of funny if it just... You looked
if it
at
had
the
a power and a mist and they were both... Yeah.
Alternatively increasing. Alternatively,
yeah. That would be pretty funny. Gorlog the Incredible One says, do you suppose that's Gorlog the Incredible One or Gorlog the Incredible One, because Gorlog the Incredible was already taken?
Or there's 50 multis.
Yeah. Why are the non-combats in the Hidden City so useless? I don't know, Riff, why are the non-combats in the Hidden City so useless?
I mostly just wrote them to be funny. I think somebody else decided what it is they do.
Hot stuff. Why are the non-combats in the Hidden City so useless?
I don't think I touched them.
Jick, why are the non-combats in the Hidden City so useless? Because I'm Scully's fault.
We need to revisit the Hidden City.
Yeah, we do.
It has some issues.
Yeah, it has some bugs that are encouraging some
really some fringe behavior. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's like one of those things where like the people who are competitively ascending know about it, and so if they don't do it, they're at a disadvantage. But if they do it, it boo boo oo oo poo poo platter. do it.
Oh god.
Bigglesworth says, "Thanks for fixing the no pick image in the pyramid. Is this reverse psychology? I think there's still one down there. Maybe there's not anymore."
You're the only one that could have done it. So
hippo ballet to you. That was no pick for like years.
Yeah,
it was great.
Was that just because you didn't want to draw ballet hippos?
Yes, I ended up just drawing a hippo's head. That was fine. I could probably draw a fucking ballet hippo now if I had to. What happened to me?
You drew some three-eyed skeleton.
Yeah, that I turned around yesterday and saw that, and it made me jump a little bit.
Roy won't leave me alone about what does the rest of it look like. And the rest of it is off the edge of the whiteboard. It doesn't exist in three-dimensional space. That's a monster that can only attack people near the edges of whiteboards.
Oh, like a Hound of Tyndalos from Lovecraft.
What's a Hound of Tyndalos?
It's a extra-dimensional thing that chases time travelers, but it moves through the angles of space, so it can only come at you through the corner of a room, so if you're in a totally round room, it can't get you.
Huh. Is that from some role-playing game supplement, or was it...
No, that was one of his original stories, I think. Huh. Well, if not him, then one of his contemporaries.
That's kind of fascinating, actually. Yeah.
There's all kinds of really cool Lovecraftian mythos.
Really? It wasn't just like a Hound of Tyndalos. I would describe it to you, but the last time I tried to describe it to somebody, I went crazy, and that's why I'm in this asylum. And I don't want to go even crazier and get put in the asylum that is in the basement of this asylum.
The super asylum.
I've been granted asylum from this asylum, so I'm staying in this other asylum.
I'm sorry, but the diagnosis is that you are double crazy.
Put him in one of them crazy buckets.
Matt G987 says, "What happened to your idea of putting a new Postamancer ghost item in Hobopolis? Like many of my ideas, I totally forgot about it." Was that my idea? Pretty good idea. That would be a good idea.
We need to spend some time making the mayfly bait better.
Yeah.
Now that it's all... This thing sucks. We should just make it super uber.
Yeah.
So that it pones...
Right.
So that all the people that trusted us and bought a couple will be able to maul them for vast fortunes.
Yeah. We do need to make it do something with the fly trap, I think.
I put a clear location for
it. Yeah. And I think just using it, having the fly trap swallow it, and then cough up an extra pellet is probably...
And I think more interaction with various hippies would be good.
You think?
Well, they smell bad. There's flies.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm open to suggestions on that if you want to tell me.
It could be a Q1 project.
Sure. Yeah.
Content vectors.
We're fucking rapidly approaching Q1 without having met any of our Q4 goals.
Where are our Q4 goals?
Dude, I know.
We're working on our Q4 goals.
I know. I understand that we're getting all this shit done. I understand. I know we're rolling out content at a nearly unparalleled rate, but I still feel like I'm not getting anything done.
I don't know
what's wrong with me, man. I'm driven.
You're driven to feel like we're not doing
anything. Nigh unto the brink of madness, hot stuff.
Just don't come at me from any corners.
Yeah. Let's see. Someone else says, "Hey, remember that one time when salad was hilarious?" You mean always?
Yeah. I don't think it's ever not been.
Dio says, "Hey guys, where'd you get your inspiration for the muff artwork?" It's a muff. You know?
Yeah.
I think what I was specifically thinking of was that animation where all the stuff is labeled and the boy and the girl find that little crazy monster guy that turns things into other things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, by cutting up rabbits.
Oh, that was so creepy.
That was a really cool cartoon.
That thing was
I wish I knew what it was called so I could tell people to go watch it.
The Idol?
Is it called The Idol?
Isn't it?
Hell, I don't know.
Pretty sure.
You got a thing that isn't a computer. You look it up. Raija Neely says, the used link for spleen items should be renamed Be Merry so we can eat, drink, and dot, dot, dot. Hoopity says, I enjoy the forums much more when I'm drunk. Think they make a USB breathalyzer that could help with that? Only lets you go to specific websites when...
Do they have USB breathalyzers?
I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool.
Noah M says, you should just use this for your Twitter updates, and then links to this random Twitter generator thing. Confidently groovy and jonesing for history. Sportingly lost and getting over the singularity. Funkily intrigued and fretting over sitcoms. Yeah. The thing is, we're not like...
We don't want our lives to be filled with random content.
We're not like hipsters on Twitter either. We're like... I feel like it's okay for us to use Twitter because there really are hundreds of people who care what we're doing in a given day, right? Like, I would not want a personal Twitter, right? Even though I use it as a personal Twitter because I'm like, hey, look at me, everybody. I'm important, so you need to listen to all my bullshit. That's what I do all the time. That's what I sound like. It's weird. I put on this fake voice. I have to drink a bunch of sandpaper before every radio show.
Is that the opposite of a smoothie?
Yeah.
Oh.
I call it a roughy.
Be sure to drink your roughage.
she had an annoying voice, so I slipped her a roughy.
The thing is, any given person probably has a dozen or two dozen people that would be interested in...
You think?
That, yeah, sure. You know?
Do you think that a given person is going to care that somebody is impossibly sleepy and organizing justice?
I feel like most people follow 20 or so other Twitter feeds and are being followed by 20 or so other Twitter feeds.
You think?
I think that is probably about on par. Some people have more people that their Twitter. Some people have private Twitter feeds.
Obama has hundreds of thousands.
Well,
of
right, so he raises the average quite a bit. But yeah, I mean, the fact that we have a three-digit group of followers puts us in a slightly different tier than maybe just some random person, maybe. But there's some really clever, like, was it Lucifer or whatever, pointed me to two or three consistently very funny Twitter threads, Twitter feeds, tweet, twats.
So somebody has successfully returned the boot.
That's good.
To the old man on the live servers, so we know that shit is working now. That means everything is working.
And he's done it 8 times.
Oh, that's cool. That means everything is working.
That does kind of hit all the bases, as it were.
Yay! This rollout was a lot of fucking work. We need to do a nice, easy one.
This was the hard one, though, because this put in a lot of... Well, doesn't mean that everything is working. There's one pretty significant thing that doesn't necessarily work.
Mm. That is the truth.
That got pushed, that script?
It did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it might white screen if it's not on dev. No, I checked that.
Good.
I checked that. Oh, boy.
I remember back in the day... A long time ago when I was just randomly putting in PHP file names and I stumbled on the proto arena, I was able to level all my familiars infinitely. That was fun.
Yeah, it's great for those people that found the monkey too. That was my favorite thing. That was my favorite thing for a long time.
Is it still alive? You should just leave it up there.
I don't know.
Because that is such a great thing for somebody who's like, oh, I found this great script.
I wonder what this does. Oh, it'll take 1,000 items and convert them to a seal clubbing club. yeah. No, that was initially how I was going to introduce bananas. You were going to be able to trade 1,000 items for a banana. It was just going to be a big item sink.
thousand of any single item?
Well, a thousand items. It just tracks how many items that you put in there.
Every whatever the cheapest thing you can buy.
Cheapest thing in an NPC store, yeah. Just
24 months or whatever.
Yeah. Well, but no, I mean, because it's cheaper to give it something that you've already got in your inventory than it is to buy something and put it in there.
Well, unless the thing in your inventory sells for more than 24 meat.
Okay.
Right. You see how that works.
Yeah. No, you're right. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I didn't roll it out.
Somebody was complaining about the ability for you to... For clans that have, like, less than 2 meat for 1 clan karma values or whatever, for putting meat into the coffer, you can always just take a bunch of stuff out of the coffer that has higher auto-sell values, sell it, and put the meat back in, and you'll have a net increase in karma.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, karma system is totally broken.
Well, no, I mean, that's up for the up to the clans to deal with, but it's just an interesting side effect.
We need to take a break
so we can charge
to power.
I also need to get another beer because I'm running low on beer.
I need to shotgun the rest of this beer so that I'll be running low on beer so that I can get another beer. All right, we'll see you in a few minutes, kids.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a buck from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
Whether the fact or what is your way, Comprende, the people versus you ain't your sensei, teaching that style of wordplay, weaker than Wednesday, regardless of what your friends say, they're all disable, stricken from the record, and deemed inadmissible, while this long arm with the law grabs a mic to shoot dope lines first and ask questions later, the death sentences of this live litigator, to close the case tighter than the jaws of a gator, stenographer, the steady login, the jargon, that your counselors are barking, in hopes of a plea bargain, but when you read back verbatim what they're saying to persuade them, you realize exactly how I play them, I come with the truth, whole truth, and nothing but, cause the truth hurts just as much as fucking with live will, I prove skill with refills from now until, plagiarizing MCs, get their flows instilled.
Into these arms of mine, baby, I won't die. Just take a look inside. Into these eyes of burn. Come to these arms of yours. I won't die if you're in your heart. I won't die if you're not by my side. And the truth hurts because the truth is all there is.
just in time for Riff to say egg.
Yes.
I told you guys we were back in 1 second.
Whatever.
We were talking about eggs.
We were talking about Seal Clubbing Clubs.
Yeah. Sorry that I accidentally left the Seal Clubbing Club in Big Brother's holding company. That was what Mr. Mag suggested I should.
Big Brother's holding company.
There's Big Brother in the holding company. Well, let's see. Some people talking about, let's see what, I'm trying to find where people, I started talking about this early on. A lot of people were talking about this. Sorry. Glee says that Chambrain was from Coast to Coast, yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty funny, too.
Money 90 said, whoa, ship is really white, like totally, a.k.a. bug. Nightfall, the editor, Fitzsimmons is broken. It's a blank white page. We should make a new game that's 1,000 blank white pages.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Van Vono just says, in terms of quest items, why are rank beads and class ranks quest items? There doesn't seem to be any reason to make them disappear, be unpullable, or keep them out of the closet.
We didn't want them to be pullable.
That's really kind of stupid. You can't speed it. It's not like it speeds up the quest.
Yeah,
there's probably
you
no reason to just mark those not quest items.
Yeah,
anymore.
And you can't cash them in early.
Yeah.
I forget, we did something, we didn't want people to be able to carry them over or something.
Yeah, we
and I
did,
don't remember
but
what
I don't know what our real reason was for that.
I don't either.
I think whatever it was probably not a particularly good reason. Eminon176 says, single lifetime guarantee items. The Great Pumpkin suggests use transient item. Oh no, he's saying transient item. The thing is, I don't want to... Oh yeah, Sparemeister actually suggested lore items that would tickle my EverQuest nostalgia bone like nothing else. Or Soulbound.
Soulbound, I think we should not use.
Yeah.
We steal enough stuff from...
It could be...
Wow.
It could be body bound. Because it's the same soul, but you've got a new body.
The thing is, I don't want...
It needs to not be... It needs to be completely innocuous to somebody who...
Yeah, it needs to not be scary. It needs to not imply that the item is going to go away.
Yeah, I feel like just making it sound important in some way is the way to go. Like epic or
meaningful.
Yeah, significant.
Yeah.
Something like special. Special might be what we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Special item. And we can have every instance of special item go to a page in the documentation that explains why it is special.
Yeah.
It's because we're retarded.
Once in a lifetime items. Ephemeral, says Sparemeister. Rick Fuel says, so since the sticker sword is a quest item, does it go away on Ascension? And if so, is there a way to get it back without getting another sniffy tome? No. No, you have to buy one of those tomes every Ascension for it to work.
The tome does not go away on Ascension. Or the used tome. No, nor does the tome.
Need money. I suggest a personal item. It would totally fit with Ascending because you move to a different plane and lose them. Single lifetime guarantee.
Non-infinite.
Yeah. Call quest items relics. But a relic kind of implies that it was somebody else's before it was yours. And as much as I like the word relic...
What's the opposite of a relic or an heirloom or something?
Chintz.
Crap.
Yeah, junk.
Tchotchke.
Knick-knack.
Furtawoon says, non-ascendable items equals one lifetime warranty. Only you suggested this yourself on a show a while back. Nah, I didn't because I don't like that idea.
You might have suggested it in jest.
Reverend Noodleson suggests... Just label them as covered in gnome poison and openly gay. That way Hanks wouldn't touch it and you couldn't put it in the closet.
Wow. Terrible.
Gnome poison. I feel like that's exactly the kind of thing that Hank would touch inadvertently. That's his style.
We haven't done anything mean to Hank in a while.
I know.
Preenie Queezer says, call it an engraved item and say it's got the player's name on it.
Your name doesn't change on Ascension, though.
Yeah. Quab says, non-quest items could be labeled cannot pass through dimensional portals or cannot be stored by gnomes.
The engraved is up the right alley, though, because that is a way of designating it as sort of special or unique.
Denarius says legacy items. No Herd Me suggests just calling them bound items, since they'd be bound to the physical body that obtains them, hence you can't give them to somebody else, can't sell them, and
that's not bad.
Can't use them in your next incarnation after you ascend.
Bound is pretty good.
Yeah.
Bound was not a good movie, though, is the problem. Have you seen Bound?
No.
It was the brothers, the Matrix brothers, Wachowski, well, brother and sister, I guess. It was their first film.
I only watch movies that my wife recommends, and my love knows no bounds.
I see. It has a lesbian sex scene.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Between who and who?
Gina Gershon and somebody else.
Gina Gershon.
An actress.
What's she been in?
I don't know.
Bound.
Do you have the internet?
No, I don't. I'm using a computer. It's so old-fashioned, it doesn't have the internet on it. It's not like your telephone.
Who was the girl in Chasing Amy?
Joey Lauren Adams?
I think she's the girl.
Is that Joey Lauren Adams?
I don't know.
I can't tell the difference between Joey Lauren Adams and Renee Zellweger.
I know what you're saying about them looking similar, but one has a much higher pitched voice.
Oh, yeah, Joey Lauren Adams has a higher pitched voice. But I always say it's Joey Lauren Adams that was in Empire Records, right?
No, that was Renee Zellweger.
Was it?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
It was Renee Zellweger and Liv Tyler.
Yeah, Liv Tyler. Robin Tunney was in it, too. She had her head shaved, so she wasn't really recognizable as Robin Tunney.
That cast, all those girls were pretty attractive.
Yeah. The movie was really not very good, though.
It was not great, but...
They made a movie trying to make a cult classic.
Yeah.
And you can't do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's...
They got the attitude kind of right, but High Fidelity did it so much better. Jack Black is just sort of the consummate record store employee. And he wasn't even acting. They just hired him as a record store employee. Didn't tell him there were any cameras.
God, that would be good. Nate Riverson says, how about naming pseudo-quest items fragile? Hank breaks them on Ascension and can't put them in your closet because it would be crushed by your other belongings.
We could call them the fragile.
Insinuate says, shows how much you guys know. People are calling the cornucopia the boob fairy now.
I read that far.
Yeah. Of the Hill people says, speaking of Brackjack, any way we could get the poo-poo-poo platter as a walk creation now that we have chum? Oh, man. That
the
is
extra
awesome.
Poo that makes it delicious.
Dr. Van Venmojo says, would it be possible to make /mix 1 mandarina default to crafting the non-fly cube drink? Similarly, other ice cube drinks. Yeah, I don't know why it would default to.
Order of operations currently is if it finds an exact match, it does that. And then it does, the second tier is like...
Beginning matches. Right. So I don't know what its tolerance for ambiguity is in beginning matches. Maybe it needs the same tolerance for ambiguity in beginning matches as it does in full substring matches.
That was the suggestion that I made to C.D. Moyer. Because I feel like that would solve the problem with use Moth, which uses Mother's Helper as opposed to the bird Moth thing.
This is a weird... Sokka wrote, if the Nemesis quest ever rolls out and there are class familiars, there had better be a Disco Duck. That's funny for a couple reasons.
That's not going to happen, though.
Grail Shadowblade says, what about Property of the Kingdom for things that vanish on Ascension? Yeah. Weird. People are saying that they're trying to give the boot back to the old man, but the link automatically takes me to the ocean. When I go back to mainland, it takes me back to the main map. That happens because you have already given the boot to the old man.
If you click too fast, you're not going
to
see it, and then you don't ever get to see
you
what
don't
he says,
see the old
and
man.
You don't get to see what he gave you as a reward.
Yeah.
It's kind of unfortunate.
It is. But there are a lot of other places like that.
Are there?
I think so.
This one's kind of... This one feels very different than pretty much everything anywhere else.
We're getting a lot of reports about it, too. I don't know how we would have it... Because the thing is, I don't really want the old man there anymore after the quest is over. Because
if you click on the old man again... If you double-click on the old... That's what happens, is if you double-click on the old man, he takes you to the... Because he still shows up. That's the problem, too, because... He doesn't actually disappear, because you see the results, and then he's still there.
Still sitting there, and if you click on him again, I decided that if you click on him again, what that should do is just redirect you to the sea, because he's not really there anymore, but, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should make it so you cannot do that.
Yeah. Maybe you just make it so he does not click on
Maybe it's it describes him as walking off, and then all you have is a link back to the main map.
Yeah, because that would be much... That, I think, is much better. Yeah. Getting rid of the...
No, I think you're right, because then you wouldn't be able to double-click and have it vanish like that.
Yeah.
My wife sent me a picture of Gina Gershon.
Well, I'm glad this is so important.
So this is... Wait, what? Oh, was it Renee Zellweger and Joey Lauren Adams? Oh, right. It is an article. This is not a picture of Gina Gershon. It's an article about Joey Lauren Adams and Renee Zellweger look alike.
Maybe they're the same person.
I have always felt that way about Paul Newman and Richard Dreyfuss, but nobody agrees with me.
How about...
Because everybody thinks of Richard Dreyfuss as being some goofy, dumpy mustache guy, and Paul Newman as being the sex symbol, but I think that, honestly, if you look at the both of them, there is very little difference between their appearances. But I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
Jennifer Tilly?
Jennifer Tilly? Yeah.
Okay.
Who's Jennifer Tilly? The girl who has sex with Gina Gershon and Bound.
It's... You should see Bound. If you haven't seen Bound, you should see it. I don't think it's a particularly good movie, but it's worth seeing. It is what the Wachowski brothers made to prove they were capable of making movies so that they could get the funding to do The Matrix.
Really?
Yeah, they had written The Matrix, couldn't get anybody to give them money to make it. So they were like, okay, well, let's make a movie that will get some attention. And so they made Bound.
What's it about?
It's kind of a caper heist lesbian sex movie.
Huh.
I mean, it sounds right up your alley.
Do you ever have that thing where you sit down in a certain way and your jeans are tight and it causes one of your balls to get stuck and then move from one like section of your jeans to another in a way that really hurts?
Kind of.
That just happened to me and it really hurt.
That sucks.
My balls. Actually, just one of them. It never happens to both your balls at once. Well, I don't know why. Well, I mean, at least me. It never happens to both of my balls.
Isn't it moving from, like, one side to the other? And it would be two. Like, if they just pass each other.
Yeah. like ships passing in the night. Balls passing over the...
Do you think that David Strathairn and Dustin Hoffman look similar?
I don't know who David Strathairn is. that guy that looks like Dustin Hoffman.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
So the blind guy.
He looks a little bit like Dustin Hoffman.
Like, I got them confused for a long time.
What that's weird is that guy's never really been in anything else.
David Strathairn.
Yeah, he was
in a couple things that are pretty... He's pretty good in the comedy.
I saw him in something recently, and I was like, who is that guy? I know that guy from somewhere. Who the hell is that guy? And then I finally had to look it up, and I saw that he was the guy from Sneakers. Man, Sneakers is a good movie.
Yeah. Agreed.
We have like 15 minutes, and... Oh, wow, shit. We've had also the horrible buzz for that entire time.
That sucks.
Sorry, kids. But, at least now we have plenty of juice. Severus says, is the Doppelshifter able to become the new Raffle Familiars or the Cuttlefish? And then he says, scratch that, Shifter just became a Fire Ant. I guess Raffle Familiars are included. Yeah, he probably can't become a Cuttlefish yet. Let's see. Linguini Lad says, what do you think about making a real Girls of Loathing calendar for your store with pictures of the cutest girl users? I'd so buy one, even though I already bought the 2009 calendar. I think that idea has come up in the past.
Discussed
and
this.
I have always kind of shat on that idea. Because I think it's a little sleazy.
Yeah.
That's
avoided
what I think.
Being sleazy in the store.
Yeah.
To the point of having not sold any underwear.
Yeah, that was less about being sleazy. Because, I mean, we used to sell underwear in the Cafe Press store, but the problem...
That was kind of just a joke, though, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. The problem with the underwear that we tried to do for the normal store is that American Apparel doesn't really make underwear for people who don't live in California. Is the basic problem with that.
They was there in the Spider-Man Chronicles and Born Ultimatum.
The Born Ultimatum. Was he in the Born Identity?
No.
I don't know what I saw him in recently. He was like somebody's boss.
I think Born Ultimatum is probably what you're thinking of.
No, I have not seen the Born Ultimatum.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of those.
They are good, Riff. The first two especially are really good.
I've heard that I would like them.
I saw the first one and it was really good.
Yeah. The first one and the second one are both quite strong. The third one...
I haven't seen a single one of the Die Hard movies.
Wow. Dude, that is fucked up.
That is kind of fucked up.
I wouldn't have wanted to have seen Die Hard for the first time expecting it to be what I know it is.
The first Die Hard was pretty good. The second one was
the second one was good.
I liked it.
I didn't really... I only saw the second one once, but I didn't
care for it. The third one was kind of... I don't like the third one. Zach likes the third one.
Hmm. Oh, the one where he's solving all the puzzles in New York City? Yeah.
The fourth one
is kind of retarded, but much more up-to-date and kind of... I don't know.
The movie with David Strathairn was some movie with Anthony Hopkins in it about this some lawyer and some guy who kills his wife and then sets up this elaborate scheme to get away with it.
David Strathairn was also in L.A. Confidential.
Huh. I've never seen L.A. Confidential.
That you should see. That is a great, great movie.
Yeah.
You like Usual Suspects?
I do.
Yeah, you will like L.A. Confidential.
GigaShadow555 wrote, "So, Jick, what's your favorite song in Fallout 3? Butcher Pete is really awesome." Yeah, I kind of like I don't know if they actually licensed just music that nobody had heard from the 50s or if they recorded music in that style. But I basically didn't ever listen to the radio until I did the quest to unlock Agatha's station, which is just like solo violin. That was one of my favorite things that happened. When I got done with that quest, I was like, wow. I just played a game where I like recovered this violin for this woman in a shack up in the mountains, and then the reward for finishing this quest is that she like turns on or she gives you the frequency to this old radio broadcaster that her husband set up before he died so that you can just listen to her playing the violin for the rest of the time that you're playing the game.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That is such a great reward.
Like, that made me so happy, and it made me think, like, there are probably a lot of people out there who would have been angry about that reward, like, you know...
Man, screw those
people.
Give
me some stim packs, you jerks.
Say that.
Probably not. Probably, I don't know. Maybe
the people who are playing that game would probably appreciate it, you know?
Have you heard about the expansions they're doing with, like, the burned-out Pittsburgh and a couple other places?
Yeah. One of them seems... the thing is that they don't seem all that interesting to me, honestly.
I would like to see the Pittsburgh one just because I've lived there.
Yeah. No, I could see
that would be
feeling that way. I'm a little interested in the third one where it actually continues the storyline and you sort of join the Brotherhood of Steel after the events. Although
I'm gonna have to get me a copy of that and play it on Jenny's computer.
I don't want to be all spoilery. It seems like there are some serious problems with continuing the storyline after the end of Fallout 3. But the two that don't take place in DC though, I don't understand how they're gonna
get there.
Yeah. How do they explain the fact that your character is there? Like one of the first expansion takes place like 100 years before the events in Fallout 3, which I don't really understand how that's possible. I mean, I guess it could give you a pre-made character and just be kind of a different game.
That's not really an expansion.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Although, isn't Diablo 3 1,000 years before Diablo 1?
Is it?
I think so.
Well, but you're not the same guy.
I know.
You know, it's not like...
It's weird that the third game is a prequel.
No, I don't... You know, I mean, the fourth Star Wars movie was a prequel, and that is obviously a formula for quality.
I don't know.
Let's see. Melfin the Third says, "There seems to be a problem with multi-drinking dusty bottles of wine. You can't multi-drink anything, man.
They're not real bottles of wine, though, aren't they?
Something's weird. Elfin says, last show you said you ran out of Felix packs. How many in total remain? Did we make 100 or 200?
I can't recall.
Did we make 300 of them?
I believe we made 300.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we made 300.
But yeah, we are totally out of those unless there is like a chance that there is one left, but if there is one left, it's the pretentious artists.
Hey, we took it out of the store. You can't buy them anymore.
Yeah.
Unless you remote form submit like your old hack job on the Burning Crusade.
We would just refund your money though.
Yeah, that is true.
That's the difference.
That is the difference. In fact, I think I might still owe somebody money for one that was ordered before we pulled it out of the store. Gosh, if only we had some elaborate inventory system that took up a bunch of time. You know what I think the world doesn't have enough of? The world doesn't have enough situations where you do something and then you write down what you just did. That's something the world could really use some more of.
The system I'm envisioning, so much resistance. The system I'm envisioning would tell you what to do, and at the same time, write it down, so you wouldn't have to write it down.
You know what there's not enough of in the world is pieces of software that tell you what to do. So yeah, 300 Feely packs, that seems like a lot.
It took us a long time to sell them, yeah.
It's what?
It took us 2 years.
2 years to sell them all, yeah. It took us a long time to make them.
Yeah. So
that was awesome, though.
It was just when you
don't have
looking back on that,
that
seems really satisfying. Like,
I assume we did.
We what?
Got our money back on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay. I don't think I ever got reimbursed for the parts I bought.
Oh. Well, then we definitely made our money back.
I should un-thumbtack that massive stack of receipts on my court warden.
The Feely's pack that we had a lot of discussion about how much to charge for it. It was one of the few things that we ever did anything like a real sort of traditional retail markup on, because in a way, part of why that has value is because it
costs
has value, right? Like putting a higher price tag on it makes it mean more.
Is weird.
But I mean, it was the equivalent of starting to charge for con, right? Like, you can pre-register for con. We don't, it's not the kind of thing where we're gonna try and we didn't want to charge people for it, but by charging people for it, we made it real.
And
people didn't take their registration seriously.
We need to know how many people are coming.
Yeah,
that we can't have people not. Like, register and just not show up.
Yeah.
And I guess when you factor in the amount of time we spent making them...
There were...
Oh, yeah.
Probably
no, it was hundreds.
100, 200 man-hours.
Yeah.
Labor. Because you did so much stuff before we even got to the assembly line process of it. And I mean, it was...
covered your entire floor with...
rule.
Copy-soaked paper.
It was perfect timing. I had just gotten all of the carpet in the downstairs of my house replaced with tile, and there was no furniture in my house. And it was like, well, we need a big surface to dry off all of these coffee-soaked...
If we're gonna do a volume 2, we have to not have stained documents. In.
Well, we need to be different. Do it differently or somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I have more space in my new house to do something like that, and it's fairly easy to move furniture around. It's not.
We could go to our old trebuchet firing ground. Nice flat area.
Yeah, nice flat area crawling with fucking cops.
But you've got a trebuchet.
Pezboy saw a video of the trebuchet that currently holds
the world
the
record.
Pumpkin chucking record. Yeah. Did he tell you about this?
No.
The wheels on it are 10 foot in diameter.
Holy crap! Yeah.
So we basically cannot do it. We cannot build a trebuchet that big.
How far did it throw a pumpkin?
Like, I think it was like 1,700 feet or something.
10 feet?
The wheels were 10 feet tall, which means that the whole thing was like off the ground by 5 feet. And the throwing arm was probably, 100 feet long.
that was my suggestion.
If we wanted to throw the thing 10 feet farther, that we 10 feet farther, 10 times farther, that
just
we multiply all the dimensions by 10. Although I don't think they make 80-foot 2x4s.
No, but you can take 80-foot-long 2x4s and just nail them together.
Just glue them together,
end to end.
So yeah, I think maybe actually breaking the Guinness World Record for throwing a pumpkin with a trebuchet is not going to happen. Which, you know, I expected, and I wanted to make the scale model because the scale model was fun.
And you own it. And
I have a trebuchet. I have a trebuchet in my backyard, which, you know, it'll sit there until the rain turns it into firewood.
It is right by your fire pit.
It is.
Conveniently.
Yeah. Kevin B. says, if olfaction can be set to auto-attack, why not Postomancer ghosts? Yeah, that's a good question.
We need to fix the pickpocket auto-attack.
Has that not been fixed?
Thing. It's, that has been fixed, but in doing so, there's something screwed up with whenever you twiddle your thumbs, pickpocket shows up again as another option. It's messed up.
Yeah. Well, C.D. Moyer will fix it. He's a wizard. It has been awesome for the last week or two watching him just identify sources of lag and eliminate them.
Or at least reduce them.
Yeah. So I'm optimistic about this Crimbo season.
Well, I mean, I think it'll still be slower.
Yeah,
well,
it'll definitely
play.
Still be slower. But there's a difference between slower and unplayably slow.
That's true.
Yai Aria says, did you make a change to the pair zapping group? You know, I might have read some of these. Unless, I don't fucking know. Yeah, Ted the Red says, we did not make a change to the pair zap groups. What sucks is that sometimes I read the questions and then I can't remember if I read them, like, just sitting at my desk or if I read them while I was on a show. So. Ted the Red says, can we have a class reward other than a trophy for reaching level 30? No, there's not really any particular... I don't think there's a particularly compelling reason to give any other rewards than just that. This is, why aren't the tawdry tramp togs useful at all? Well, they can't all be winners, I guess. Tarion says, when you quaff a green pixel potion in combat, it lists the MP before the HP. Normally it's HP, then MP. Huh. That is an interesting side effect of the way combat items are coded. Any combat item that gives you hit points... A combat item that gives you MP, the item itself is explicitly coded to give you MP. Any combat item that gives you HP sets a variable that then gets given to you as HP after the combat item is finished being processed, because I didn't want to have to hard code every healing item for the shadow fight.
I see.
So that's a little weird. I figured that was generic enough functionality for combat items that it should be handled not one item at a time. Piplup says, is there any way to use ambidextrous funk slinging with combat action bars? Yeah, if it's not in the documentation, it'll at least be in the forum post.
It's click on something and then right click on something else, I think.
Yeah.
For first and second slot. There's a bunch of weird stuff with both combat action bars and just the regular forums that get that. Like the facsimile dictionary or whatever, I think.
Yeah, I think we figured out that no longer needs to be treated any differently.
You can't use it in the second slot because it would try to use it twice or something like that, or the regular dictionary because you can only get one of those. But then trying to use it in the second slot by way of the combat action bar causes all sorts of weird unintended behaviors.
Huh. Let's see. I guess I should hand off. It is Iluro Dragon taking the thing. Oh, no. Wait, I got an auto reply saying he was on the air. I don't believe you, Iluro Dragon.
Disco Daryl asks why there's a haiku channel but no limerick channel. Yeah. You know, I thought about that too, but then every limerick, everybody's chat and there would be there once was a man from Nantucket slash fiction, really.
Alright, we'll see you kids. I'll see you Monday. These guys will see you again on Thursday, right? Nobody's leaving town before Thursday.
That's true.
Right.
Alright. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.